I've got on the call with me Kirsty, and Kirsty asked me about ketosis and ketoacidosis. Is there a difference? And I just want to go through that because a lot of people will be asking me the same question, and a lot of people will be asking other people the same question and getting mixed responses. And I just want to set the record straight. So there's a few things that people might have heard about ketosis, and many of them are true. And if you do long-term ketosis, it's dangerous on the body. So I don't recommend that people do long-term ketosis. I recommend, and certainly focusing on ketosis, that's dangerous too, because it means that you might fall out of your ketogenic phase or your fat-burning phase according to the ketosis model and think that you're not actually burning fat when in actual fact you are. So you might then begin to starve yourself a bit. But the active ketosis is the removal of excessive amount of fuel. So if you don't have access to enough carbohydrate or enough glucose going through the system, then your body will start to break down other types of fuels. And typically the first fuel that the body will break down is fat. And so when you access or liberate fat into the system, you can create a great fuel source for the body, and that's measured through its burn rate as ketones or ketosis. And so the ketones are removed via the kidneys through the urine, and you can measure that using the keto sticks. And for a short space of time, this is a really effective, rapid fat burn and safe fat burn method that you can use from time to time. Maybe a couple of times a year you could do this, just to kickstart and boost your body's metabolic rate and just to, you know, really clear some of those, you know, kilos that are kind of hanging around. But I don't recommend that you do it all the time. Kirsty, does that kind of explain it to you?
Yeah, it does explain it to me. But then I wonder, okay, so I'm not doing anything different from the PALM method, and, you know, my ketone level in my urine is fairly high.
Yep.
How long is it safe to maintain that for then?
Well, your ketone level should remain high only while you're burning ketones, and ketones somewhere in the realm of, 1.5 to 4 is an appropriate sort of level to have it at on most days. Some people will take themselves into ketosis that will go somewhere from 8 through to 16. And that's the level of ketosis that's not sustainable and not a good not a good place to be.
Below that is not ketosis.
Well, you are in ketosis, but not rapid ketosis. Most people who are maintaining their weight, say for example myself, I'm maintaining my weight, and on a daily basis I'll ebb and flow in and out of ketosis because I'll be burning fuel as my sugar levels drop low and so on and so forth. So the state or the act of ketosis is more that you're clearing excess fuels from the body. And it's the speed of ketosis which becomes a problem. So, a good question. So, if you're going into the 8s and the 16s, then the speed of your fat loss is rapid. And for some people, that can be really quite detrimental to their health. Now, I've looked at your health results, and I know that your body is doing really well. So, there certainly appears to be no adverse reaction happening with you in terms of what you're doing. So, that's a pretty good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes it clearer. So I'm safe to stay at a keto sticks level of under 8 for the duration of the 112-day challenge, and that's fine.
I'd actually find it difficult to believe that you'd be in ketosis for that whole time. I reckon what would happen is for maybe 8 weeks, maybe, you know, even 10 weeks, you could be in ketosis. And it might be at, say, 0.5, 1.5 or 4. It might be in that sort of range, and you could measure that. But in saying that, the program's not designed to put you into ketosis. So it could just be that because of the huge difference in the amount of food that you're eating on the PALM method and the ratio in which you're eating it, it's taking your body through a bit of a cleansing process. So it might be that you're just in ketosis for now, and you might fall out of ketosis really soon. Does that make sense?
Doesn't that just show that you're burning fat and therefore you're going to have ketones in your urine and not necessarily be in ketosis? Not being too complicated.
Can you say it again?
Like, doesn't the fact that my keto sticks level is 4, which is, you know, pretty high, just show that I'm burning fat and you're always going to have ketones in your urine as a byproduct of burning fat?
Yeah, you will. You'll always have ketones in the urine. Yep, absolutely. It's just that if you're burning too much fat too fast, which means that you're not eating enough food, then you're going to hit your 8s and your 16s. So, you know, it could be that you use keto sticks as a measure to see how safely you're burning the fat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, does that make sense?
So, They just do it like every few days kind of thing rather than...
Yeah, just like check in. Just check in with yourself and say, you know, am I burning too many ketones? Am I burning fat too fast? And if you're burning fuel too fast and the kilos aren't changing on the scales, then, you know, that's a worry. That's something else going on. That could be protein breakdown. So...
Mm-hmm.
Which would be muscles.
And that's, you don't want that.
Nah, that's muscles. No. That means you're either exercising too hard or too much, or you're not repairing your body enough with enough protein and fat.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
A lot clearer for me, yeah.
Oh, good. Good. And the other question you asked was, does it affect your acid-base balance or your acid-alkaline balance? I think that's what you meant. Is that right?
Yeah.
Acid-alkaline balance is achieved by ensuring that you're eating enough fruits and vegetables and... Using the PAR method typically brings your pH levels in urine, and you can check your pH levels as well using pH sticks. You can check that, but your pH level should be around 6 to 6.5 to 7. So that sort of upper end of alkalinity is what you want your urine to be.
Okay.
And the PAR method should achieve that. And you know, when we take people on the retreats, from time to time we'll check that, just a little bit of a spring check. We'll say, hey, pee on this stick and see how you go with your pH, and you should be finding somewhere between 6 and 7.
So the keto sticks and the pH sticks will be available on Slim U, the Slim U website, so you can go to the shop there and get them from there, and all you do is just go to the buy now section and off you go.
All right, that answers everything.
Good, good.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting me record this.